just to quickly review, so we did the question the Gemara asks is, do you mention Chanukah in benching? Do you say Al-Nisim in benching? Tefillah, definitely you do. Tefillah, definitely you do. Because the whole idea of Chanukah is days which are set up for Challah and Hodah. So Challah means you say Challah, but where do you give Hodah? They want to set a day for Hodah, where are you going to do it? So Tefillah is a place where a person gives his Hodah. So therefore, that's going to mean that when they set it up three times a day, a person will give Hodah about Chanukah. And then Tefillah. Tefillah is a generic thing, always happens every day. A person is giving his Hodah, and it's on general stuff. But benching is may not happen altogether. I mean, I need. And even if it does, it's specifically Hodah about the Aretz. There's no... What's, why would you even mention Hodah there? I mean, it's true, it's Hodah, but why would you be mentioning Al-Nisim there? That's not the Takana. So on the surface, so in terms of the... That's what the Durashi says, that's the background, is that the question is not by Tefillah. Tefillah for sure you do. But what about, do you mention it in benching? So the Gemara says, do you say since Chanukah is only Durabanan, since Chanukah is only Durabanan, you don't do it? Or do you say no, because of Pesuma Nisa you do? So we said our question was, what does the Durabanan have to do with it? Who cares? And whatever. Right? So that's the first thing. Pesuma Nisa, the whole question is strange. So he said, well, why is it that you mention, we have a more basic question, why do you ever mention the day in benching? I didn't say mention the day in tefillah. Tefillah is like it's your daily service, your daily avodas Hashem. It's a different day. Your lefnei Hashem is different. You express different ideas. But benching is because I ate food. So he said, for example, you go to the bathroom, you say Hashem, there's no insert for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. It's just whatever. Go in the bathroom, don't do the Shabbos. Similarly, eating a meal, you'd think has nothing to do with it. Why am I benching? Do I have to insert the day altogether? Who really cares? So he said, on the one answer you could say is because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they pervade the whole nature of the day. It's a different day, Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a deraisa day, and the whole character is different. And the meal on Shabbos is a Suda Shabbos. The meal on Yom Tov is a Yom Tov. Now, benching is on a Suda. So since it's a different Suda, it's a different benching. So Suda Shabbos has to be a benching of Shabbos. Namely, it has the... It has a Ritzay in it. So it's the benching of Yom Tov, as Yalv Yalva. But Chanukah is not a different day, essentially. There's no Isra Malacha, it's not a Deoraisa. The Rabbanon just said it's a day which is Kavua for a person to do so and so mitzvahs. You have to say Hala, you have to say Oda, you have to light candles. But you don't say the meal, my breakfast on Chanukah, is any different than any other breakfast. So it's a regular meal. So I'll say, fine, so why should I say Al-Nisim? Happens to be at Hanukkah, but who really cares? The point is, it's just a regular day, a regular meal. So I say regular benching. That's the argument to say that since it's Durab, when it's a deraisa, it pervades the whole day, and the meal is different, everything about it is different. But in Durabanan, it's a particular takana of doing certain activities. It doesn't underscore, it doesn't define the very essence of everything you do. We said on Purim, maybe you'd argue it does, because Purim, not that it's the essence of the day, but there's Sudas Purim. That's part of the Takana, Sudas Purim. So then you could say Sudas Purim has a benching of Purim. But on Chanukah, there's no Sudas Chanukah. So therefore, I'd say, why should you mention it? It doesn't look into why. What's the point? So it's just benching, regular benching. So that's one argument. That's one side. And that's what we're up to. But the question is, or the one says, or do you say, because of Pursuma Nisa, you do mention it? So the question is, what does that mean? I mean, okay, but it's still the Rabbanan. Like, what's the argument, right? What's the argument? What's the right? What are the two sides? Right. That's where we got to yesterday. That's where we left with the problem. Yes. And if my memory serves me correct, the Yehuda was asking why in Al Michya do you mention Ritzay and Al Yavo, but you don't mention Al Nisim or whatever. So I think the Rav has a piece Harei Kedem, if I remember correctly, it's by Purim or by Chanukah. I don't know. I did it last something. That's Purim or that's Hanukkah. I think Purim, but I don't know. But he wanted to say, I think this is what he wanted to say. Maybe I'm just pushing our Svara into it. But this is what I remember. Is that on bench, on Yom Tov and Shabbos, it's a different Suda. Suda Shabbos is Yom Tov, so it's a different benching. You know, Brocha Achaz Min Shalosh is a shortened benching. So it's a different benching. So the shortened form is going to have to include the difference. It's a new kind of benching. So the brief version has to have that also. But in Hanukkah, it's not a different benching because it's not a different Suda. So it's just a Azkara, just a mention, it's an addition. So when you do a brief form, you don't have to bring in the additions, it's an addition. So the addition is in the very full form. But when you have a brief form, you don't include the additions. Right? So that's what you want to say. I think that's what you want to say. But it's good with what we're saying, that it's a different benching when it's there. It's a different Suda. But then it would be well the question. But that's assuming it's kind of assuming the conclusion of our Gemara that you do mention it, or at least you could mention it. Whatever, you know. You know, whatever. To, you know. Even if it's a good point, Marius. Even if you don't mention it, even if you say you don't mention it, it doesn't mean Rashi says it means l'chiva. You're not chayev to. But you could. In fact, the Gemara concludes you don't, which means Rashi says you're not chayev. But if you do, if you want to, then here's the way you do it. Okay, then here's the way you do it, and Oda and whatever. This is further discussion. So the question is not can you? Definitely can. The question is must you? Must you? On Shabbos, you must. On Hanukkah, you know, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you must. On right on Hanukkah, he's not saying you must. He says, well, that's a question. Must you or you don't must? But you can, definitely. Okay. Do you say because pursuing is you must? Or you say, no, since it's Rabbanan, you needn't. The Rav's famous Torah also on it's also related to this. Is the Gemara says you have to go back if you forget what to say. Or Yal V'Yavo, right? Or Al Nisan. So the Gemara says it depends. If you're chayiv in a Se'uda, if you're chayiv to eat the meal, then you have to go back. If you weren't chayiv to eat the meal, you don't have to go back. So that's why we do in Shabbos, you do, but in Shal Shudas, and if you don't, because you don't have to eat a Se'uda, you could be Yotze with fruit or whatever. And then Yal Yant, if you go back, when Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back because you're not chayiv, you didn't have to eat the meal. I think that's the Gemara. Chanukah also, you have to. So the Kasha, the Rabbi asks, who cares? Well, who cares whether you have to eat the meal? The question is it part of, is the alveol a part of benching? Is it not? So why is it relevant? Is it makiv? Is it not? Who cares whether I had to eat? Well, it's a different question whether I had to eat. How does that affect whether I have a, you know? But is it makiv? Is it likuva and benching? Is it not likuva and benching? Is my benching lacking with that? Or is it not lacking with that? Right? Who cares whether I had to eat or not? So the Rabbi said, nicely, that it's not what's lacking if I don't say Ritzai. Why am I not Yotze? Is it pshat that my benching isn't good? He says, no, that's not, it's not pshat that my benching isn't good. His pshat is that my Suda Shabbos isn't good. Because Suda Shabbos is a chiyuv, and benching, he says, is the last step in the Suda. That's a different thing. He says, that's a lot of benching. Benching is not just an afterthought, but it's like the Jewish Suda ends with benching. It's like the Gemara of the Suda. So he says it's like if you have your meal, your Suda Shabbos, without a Shevach about Shabbos, then your Suda is lacking. So you have to bench again, not because you weren't Yotze benching, but it's like you're lacking in the components of Suda Shabbos. You know? But if you're Zinochi of Suda Suda, so then fine, so you have to go back. Well, you see, Rosh Chodesh is lacking, there's no Chi of Suda Rosh Chodesh. Now it's just benching. Well, Yotze benching. Benching, as you said, is on, you know, the Torah benching. So he's going with the same idea that the benching is it's like it's based upon the Chiyuv Suda, right? It's based on, it's like it's, since it's a Chiyuv Suda, it's like a component, different Suda, it's different, it's a component of the Suda. Yeah, this is a thing, but it's a different Chakira, similar Chakira, but maybe it's also the Rav. But let's say I forget Yalvi Avon Rosh Chodesh, there's an Afghan into this. But let's say I forget Yalvi Avon Rosh Chodesh. Why do I have to go back? Is it pshat that I didn't daven? That's not tefillah. Or is it pshat? No, I davened. I just didn't mention Yalvi Avon. And on Rosh Chodesh, I'm chayiv to say Yalvi Avon, to be mispalel about the yom. But I can't just get up and say Yalvi Avon the way I have to do it. It's through tefillah. So I have to daven again because I have to do Yalvi Avon. So he says, what's an afkmina? An afkmina is, let's say, a mincha on Rosh Chodesh. I forget Yal V'Yavo. Okay, mincha on Rosh Chodesh, I forget Yal V'Yavo, and now I missed it. It's over. Rosh Chodesh is over. So now I'm out. Do I do tashlumim? Do I do tishlum and esrays? So if you say that I didn't daven, so then I didn't daven. So I have to daven again. I have to do daven mincha. It's as if I didn't daven mincha. But if you say that what I lacked was my mentioning Yal V'Yavo, so I can't mention Yal V'Yavo. I'm out of it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So what do I do? Daven to Marv, it's not going to accomplish anything. It was Yotze Mecha. It was Yotze Mecha, so it's just not going to do anything. It's not going to accomplish anything. So you see, though, and I think that's the way Tosus holds, that you don't. I think we hold that way, you don't daven to Marv. So you see, though, that you'd be daven doing a new tefillah, merely just, even though Yotze tefillah. But yeah, but you have to do Yalvi Yalva, that's a chiyuv, and it's chiyuv to do it, and so far as you didn't do it, you have to do tefillah in order to bring it about. So you're davening in order for that. But somehow davening, you can still easier to understand because davening is like rachmi, you can do tefillah in the dava, like you can do davening. Here, you're gonna have to say that you yotze benching, but you're chayev to mention Shabbos, and now you have to bench again in order to do it. But it's more, it's like, your Suda Shabbos demands a benching of Shabbos. So it's true, your Yotze Deraisa of benching, but it's like your Suda Shabbos wasn't capped off properly, because it doesn't have a benching of Shabbos. So it's going to be mechayiv to bench again, but this is because you're creating a benching of Shabbos. It's a different type of benching. It's the cap of a Suda Shabbos. I mean, it's true, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It is a chiddush. Yotze Deraisa of benching. But you know, you see the Shabbos, and because the Shabbos demands the benching of Shabbos, so now you're going to bench again. But in the bracha question, I'm just saying, you see analogous to that case, you know, like you repeat the whole Shemon Esrei just for. But you could say again, tefillah is easier to daven. It's easier to daven than to bench. You know? This question, how could it be piersum if you're just benching on your own, or you could be benching on your own? So, I mean, there are different things you could say. You could say, look, in general, you'll bench with people or whatever, but it's low plug. It's like categorically benching, whatever. You know, we don't start drawing distinctions like that. Benching is generally, there's a Zeman or a lot of times, so just categorically. Or you could say, like we said last year, I think, that if you say it's Shasta Sakana, so you light the candle on your table. Just put it on your table, that's enough. So you said, what kind of thing is that? It's not Pearson. So we said that, I don't know if there are other ways to learn this, but the simplest pshat is, you could say it's for your family, but there's a simple pshat doesn't say that you have to have a family, it just says you light on your candle. So he said that the idea of Pearson is really remembering, memorializing, eternalizing the memory of the Nes. And the way that happens is through Pearson, through being in public. Now, it also happens, especially if it's not possible to make it public, then it happens through you doing it on your own. Let's say there's a dar where it's a persecution. So how are we going to eternalize Hanukkah? So what we do is we all light in our houses, on our tables. Everyone knows that that's what they're doing, and next year for however many years, and then once it becomes publicized again, then we'll do it again. But the idea is you're keeping the memory of the thing going. So if you have the ability to make it public and do it in private, that's not doesn't work, because that's not the way to keep it going. But there are times where you can't do that, so then you just do it to yourself. But it's like piercing to yourself, but it's like you're piercing isn't like you're making it public. It's a form of zikaron, and that's what he said. It's a form of remembering. The highest form, because you're making it remembered by everybody. But it could exist in a lower form also, when it's private. So in theory, you could say that including benching, mentioning it in benching, mentioning al nisim again in benching, is a further person. Sometimes it'll be with a lot of people, sometimes it'll be with one person, or whatever, but it still could partake of Pearson. To get things started, starting awesome to you, just starting here, is that see, it's a day of Pirsimanes, right? That's the idea. That's the important part of the whole day, right? I mean, the idea, right? That's the idea of them setting up the whole Hanukkah, is to remember the Nes and to carry on his memory. And that takes place primarily during Hanukkah, right? But there are other opportunities as well. I mean, for instance, you don't do Pirsim as best as you could. So it's true, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is the mitzvah which does it, but telling the story, the Al Nisim also accomplishes that. It can memorialize, you know, eternalize in the memory of the Nes. Saying Al Nisim functions for the Pirsim Nes. Okay, it functions for the Pirsim Nes. Now, the only thing is, you can't just walk around all day long and start saying Al Nisim. You know, it has to find itself halachically. You can't include Al Nisim in Asher Yotzer. Just doesn't belong. Asher Yotzer doesn't lend itself to mentioning to adding things into it. Just doesn't have it. Doesn't belong. Right? But in benching does include. We do mention the day. Part of benching lends itself to mentioning the day. It's part of the shevach of benching. It lends itself to mentioning the day. Or Odah. I mean, they're different. You see the phenomenon. There's precedent for including the day. Now it's true. It's only mechiyev when it's a deraisa, or probably well, we already know mechiyev when it's a deraisa because it's different meals, different benching, all that, and therefore that's the only time that you're obligated. The fact that there's a different day and a different suda obligates a mention of the yom, but you see, it lends itself to mentioning the yom. It lends itself to incorporating about the day. The benching it does lend itself to that. So similarly, it lends itself, and everyone holds this, it lends itself to talking about the day of Hanukkah and to even Hodah on that day. Okay, it lends itself to doing that. Whether you do it in Hodah because it's Hodah, or whether you do it in the normal place, whatever. That's a further discussion. But you see, benching lends itself to talking about the day, expressing the day. Right? So therefore, you could argue that since it's a day of Pearson, And here, benching is an opportunity for piersum. So the opportunity for piersum will be mechayev you to do piersum. And that's the question. Maybe I go further, but do you say the opportunity for piersum is a mechayev in piersum? Do you say like the general chiyuv of piersum anayis? And it's true, the codified form is through that there, but it's an overarching chiyuv, and which means whenever I have an opportunity to do it, a halachically recognized opportunity, so it's mechayev me. So I'm benching, I can do piersum, I have to do it. It's like an overarching idea if I do piersum. What do you say? No. Piersum, it's true, there are a lot of opportunities for piersum, but the Rabbanon came and codified the Zura piersum. So the codification was through Halakas and Eros. Now, could you do it in other options? Look, if you want to, you could. But there's no, you don't say that like I'm lacking in piersum because I don't do it in benching. Because look, I'm doing Tekanos V'chomen. That's the question. Like, do you say, this is similar to what you're saying, Danny, but I'm shifting a little bit. Not that you're lacking your hodah, you're lacking in piersum. Piersum is like an overarching chiyuv on people to do. It's almost like to do. Like you see, for it's kind of, this isn't the exact analogy, but like you see, let's say women or Mrs. Shimon Grammer normally potter, but here often it goes on ace, they have to do it. So it's like you cannot. It's like you cannot do it. It's almost like they should be potter, but you cannot. They were also on the ace. It's like you got to do piersum. So there's like an overarching eschivus of doing piersum. So you could say that that generates a chiv on every gavra to do piercing whenever it's possible. So benching is possible, so you have to do it. Or you say, no, is that it's true there's a chiv of piercing, but the Rabbanon gave that a fixed tzura, and beyond that, it's up to a person's, you don't say, I'm lacking at piercing because I don't take an opportunity to do it. I have a right to just rely on what the phone set up. Again, or do you say, no? Relying on a minimalistic form lacks as a mafarsim. I lack as a mafarsim if I don't take every opportunity that I have.
So every opportunity would be like a halakhic opportunity.
Yes, right. That's why he has to be benching, because he can't just, there's no halakhic reality to just standing up, waking up and saying al nisim. It doesn't, just floating in thin air. But benching lends itself to mentioning the elm of benching. And there's precedent for that, and it fits into the prayer. You know, we have to see how it fits in exactly, but it fits into benching. You see, even the side who holds you don't have to hold you good. So apparently it fits in. Apparently it fits into benching. So that's an opportunity. It turns out there's not many opportunities. I mean, you have to feel like that's what's up, but you're doing feel already anyways, because it's set up for that. But you could say that that's all as far as it goes. Like, do you say that the opportunity of piersum is mechad the gavra is a chiv piersum? The gavra is a chiv piersum, but do you say it just simply codified based on tekanos lachamim, or do you say Chum showed you the opportunities, and but really a chayv in any opportunity you have? So benching is an opportunity. You have to do that. Yes, that is a good question. Is that I'm saying is that the whole question is that here you have an opportunity for piersum, so you chayv to do it, right? You chayv to do it every opportunity of piersum. We say there's no chiv like that. You just do it to hum sad and that's it off. So why is it an opportunity of piersum? Right? So why is it an opportunity of piersum? It's not Ashayatzar, it's an opportunity of piersum. They're saying it's because there's precedent to see that you mentioned today in benching. Right? So now you mention Al-Nizim. But you say, yeah, but I'm pulling a fast one. Because mentioning the day in benching is by Shabbos and by Yontif, where it's a different day. It's a deraisa, and it's a different day, it's a different benching, it's a different chiyuv benching, it's a different meal, different benching, all that, so therefore I mention it. But who's to say that you can't generalize to say, therefore, that that benching lends itself to mentioning Al Nisim? Can't necessarily say that. Right? So maybe it's not an opportunity. Two answers to that question, I think. Two answers. One answer is that in fact you see it as. You see, even the side who says you're not chayiv does say you can do it. So apparently, in fact, it is an opportunity. No one's questioning that. So I'm not sure why. You could just say, I don't know why, how do you know, whatever, but it is. It's a fact that it's not. You could do it. Everyone says you could. No one says you could say Al Nisim and Yana and Asher Yotzar, but everyone says you could do it Al Nisim here. Even the other side says that you don't have to, but you could. So you see, in fact, it is an opportunity. But you could still say, but I'm trying to say that, I'm not just saying that, I'm saying is since you see you could do it by Shabbos and Yontif, you could do it here also, it's an opportunity here. So if I would just, I don't have to say that, I could just say, look, it is an opportunity for some reason, I don't know why. So now that it is, that's the question, it's the same as far. But I'm kind of trying to give some sort of basis for that because you see it's there. So now you're asking on that. So then I'd say is like, even though the reason why the reason when you're chayav to do it is on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's a different suda. So it's a different suda, so it needs a different benching, right? But like, what are you doing in the benching? I mean, you're mentioning the day. It's not like you're saying, thanks God for giving us Suda Shabbos. You know, you're giving a tefillah for Shabbos, for say, oh, say, oh, yeah, I mean, you're not exactly saying about Suda Shabbos or about Suda Yontif. You're just talking about the day of Shabbos, and you're making my kosher about Shabbos, yalv yalv. I mean, you're not talking about meals, you say something you do in the benching, whatever. So it's like, it's true, the reason why you have to do it is since it's a Yontif meal, you have to give Yontif benching. Shabbos, yeah, the Shabbos benching. But like, what does it mean, a Shabbos benching? Apparently, benching, for whatever reason, benching lends itself to, it's an extended Shevach, and it lends itself to mentioning the day. And it's true, the Chiyav is when it's a Suda Shabbos or a Suda Yontif. But it's the way I'm adding it in is not based upon the fact that it's a Shabbos or a Suda Yontif. I'm just talking about praise about requests about Shabbos and Yontif. So in the same manner that I could do that, I could do Al Nisim. Apparently benching, for whatever reason, which is a good question why, but the nature of it, its extended praise, Shevach, whatever, lends itself to praise about the day, to including the day in there. So you see that from, you could have said that it only lends itself by those if somehow the praise were somehow related to the fact that it's Siddur Shabbos or not, but the way that they're saying Yalvi were included, but they're not. They're just generically thrown in there. So apparently the Shevach of benching lends itself to extension in that manner. So it's not just Asher Yatzar. It's an extended Shevach. And you see, it is an extended Shevach. You see, they added on the last bracha, the Rabbanon. Like, it does lend itself to extension. It's not like an ordinary bracha, which has a very fixed, definite purpose with it. That's it. You know, and there's simply no room for anything else in Asher Yatzar. It doesn't lend itself to that. You couldn't extend it. You can't just add stuff on. But you see, benching does lend itself to, because of the, it's interesting how benching goes. You start with praise on the food, then it goes to the land, then it goes to Yerushalayim. It's like the nature of the thing is, it's like a run on, you know, it starts at one place, but ends a different place. So it lends itself to giving Shevach on the Yom. So therefore it says, you see that's the case, so they say it could also lend itself to mentioning Al Yom, to Al Nisim, to Zim Pirsum. So the question is though, is that Mechayev Yom? A weakness as far as like, you don't really, there's no too clear crisp sides here, you know. It's kind of like you can hear the question, you know, do you say that the opportunity of Pearson was Machayev, or you say no, that's not true, rather it, but like it's almost like it's I kind of say like, is Pearson simply the Chiv of Pearson codified and Machayev to do what's codified and that's it, or do you say there's an underlying Chiv of Agavra to do Pearson? And it's true, they're codifying certain opportunities. They didn't codify benching, because benching, I don't have to eat. So if I don't eat, I'm not going to do it. So it can't be codified, I have to do benching. But it's like an underlying eschivus to do it in every opportunity, which expresses itself basically in benching. There's no other real opportunity that comes up. But yeah. Okay, so moving along. Question is, okay, so you're not chayav. But if you want to, you could. Gemara says, so where do you do it? Where do you do it? Right? So, Gemara tells a story. Once upon a time, Rahuna bar Yehuda came to the house of Rava. And he thought to mention in Bnei Yerushalayim. I guess before benching, he thought to. Right? Because once he got up to it, it's, who knows. He wanted to mention in Bnei Yerushalayim, which is in Rachim, right? Like where we normally mention Yal Yal, or it's all that. So Rosh Hashanah said to him, no, it's like Tefillah. Just like Tefillah, you do in Hodah, so do benching. In benching, he goes in Hodah.
Where are we?
Which is in Hodah. It's the Chavta Alam Nalaf. It's first, from the top. Right before the two dots, the second two dots.
You know who does referring to Noda?
Yes. Yes. Right. So then tefillah, you do in hodah, because that's the whole idea. Why are you doing it in tefillah? Because you have to give hodah. So where do you do it? So hodah? Well, tefillah has hodah, so you go in hodah. But on benching, and that's the kasha. Benching, you're not doing it because of hodah. Benching, you're doing because of pirsum anisa. So who's to say it goes in hodah? Maybe it doesn't go in hodah. You know, like it's not exactly an airtight argument. It's just like in tefillah, it's in hodah, so it's a benching, it's hodah. Yeah, because in tefillah, the reason why you're doing it in tefillah is because the days were set up as days of hodah. And where you can do hodah, turns out tefillah is a general place where you do hodah. But benching is not. So the reason why you're doing a benching, according to the Gemara, it seemed to be because of Pesum and Nisa. So now you can wonder, okay, so then it goes Pesum and Nisa, now where am I going to do it? Where am I going to do it? Right, but I guess before we get to the tefillah issue, right, that's like kind of his proof or whatever. But what's the question? Where do you put it? What's the question? Do you put it in, where we normally put it? In Rachem, and then where you would say, Al Yavo, Al Nisim, where you put it in Hodah? I'll leave this question. Hopefully we'll take it up tomorrow. And then I guess after that, I think we'll just do the next tomorrow. That's what it is.